What's up, guys? Before I start my podcast, I just wanted to let you guys know of a special 90-day coaching program that I'm releasing. And I want to let you guys be the first to know about it, especially for my podcast listeners. First of all, I want to say I really appreciate you guys. Even though I don't know all of you guys, just the fact that you're even listening means a lot to me. And I know for a lot of you guys, you're trying to build your personal brand. You're trying to build your influence online. So this 90-day coaching program, I'm going to be teaching you how to build 10,000 followers on Instagram, how to build engaging content, how to create content that'll attract your ideal audience to your page, who will buy from you, and also how to use social media as a tool to get business, to start your coaching program, or to start whatever business it is that you've been wanting to launch. So social media is only getting bigger, not smaller. So definitely reach out to me and I'll see, there's an application process. So I'll see if you're a good fit for this group. I'm looking for people who have a vision, who are committed, to really impacting other people's lives, making other people's lives better, and being the best version of themselves. So if you're someone who fits that category and you've been having something big that you've just been wanting to share with people, like a message that you want to share but you don't know how, social media is a perfect way to do that. And I'll share with you how I've been able to do that through my podcast, through growing millions of followers. So if this is something that resonates with you, send me a DM on Instagram at ray.on. Say you found this from the podcast about the coaching. I'll send you an application. It should also be in the link in my bio by the time this is up. So you could also fill that out if you want to just go ahead and fill out the application. But send me a DM, let me know if you're interested, and I look forward to hearing and working with you guys soon.
This partly leads into that because, you know, if you could save someone's life potentially by just sharing your experiences and telling them why and how you got out of that, wouldn't that be worth it? You know, like even if you only saved one person's life, and again, if anybody could save anybody's life, that's incredible, you know. But again, even if it was one person's life that you saved by sharing your experience with them, and they were like, wow, you know, like I got to change, I got to make a change today, or maybe they were even, you know, in that kind of hopeless place that we were talking about, a few minutes ago, and you gave them hope.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that is, it's so powerful that, again, it's so worth it. It's so worth it that, you know, we should all be doing it. But again, it's very hard to talk about things that we're unproud of, or that we're shameful of, or that we regret and we wish never happened to us. And that's why, back to why I say I'm proud of these things that I went through, these experiences. That's why I say that, because, you know, if I wasn't proud of them, I couldn't help someone else be proud of it.
What's up, guys? In this episode, I'm talking with my friend Kellen Ballion, and we met through this transformational training called MITT, which is called Mastery and Transformational Training. And they're hosting events all throughout the year. I really recommend you to check it out if you're into emotional intelligence and, you know, reaching past, you know, your trauma, your limiting beliefs, the things that prevent you from going all out for your dreams and your passions in life. And, we both were helped immensely from this program, to the point where we actually volunteered to help these kids who live in underprivileged families and underprivileged neighborhoods to actually come and experience what it's like to be served, what it's like to feel loved, by strangers, and to be cared for. And so it's a really beautiful experience, and it's also very transformational. You kind of understand, where do your patterns come from? Why do I react a certain way? Why do I do the same things that are self-sabotaging? And a lot of that comes down to things from your childhood. And so, it's really important to recognize your patterns, because that's gonna come up when you get married, that's gonna come up in the future when you're in relationships and things like that. We have a lot of good nuggets in this episode. We talk about how to pivot during this pandemic, things such as, considering your overhead costs, what are your overhead costs? And obviously an online business cuts all that overhead costs, so that's really awesome. And it's a really great opportunity to build your business online. And so, at the end, I'm gonna have a coaching program where I basically teach people how to grow to 10,000 followers in 90 days. So if you're interested, send me a DM on Instagram at ray.on, and A-H-N, And I also will teach you how I've grown viral, how to create, you know, increase your engagement, how to network with people, high net worth individuals, you know, things that will build your influence online so that when people search you, they could see more of who you are, what you stand for. And so it's gonna be a great program. I'm opening it up to a select number of people. If you're interested, send me a DM to apply. And I also just wanted to shout out my friend Kellen. If you guys need any websites done or apps, he can take care of that. So just send us a DM if you need services like that. We'll get that started. I really hope you enjoyed this episode with Kellen and get a lot of encouragement. Please leave us a review and let us know how this has helped you. And yeah, enjoy this episode with Kellen Ballion. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast. In this episode, I have on my friend Kellen Ballion. Say it again.
Ballion.
Yeah, and I swear he's my friend, you know. And basically, I was one of his groomsmen at his wedding, and we've known each other from this emotional intelligence program called MITT, called Mastering Transformational Training. And it basically helps you, you know, learn about yourself, learn about your traumas, learn about what kind of triggers you to react a certain way, right? And so we actually participated in helping these kids learn about their triggers and why they do some of the things they do, right? Some of it might come from abandonment. Some of it might come from, you know, bullying. Kellen's been bullied before, and he shares that part of his story. We're both, you know, young entrepreneurs. Kellen's in his 30s, early 30s. I'm in my late 20s. And, this episode, I just want us to talk about what it's like being an entrepreneur, running your own business and just kind of the struggles with that. And some of the mindset shifts that needed to take place. So, thanks, Kellen, for being here. And do you want to share?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, share with people a little bit about who you are, your background. Like, I know your dad's a jeweler. And, you know, just kind of tell us about, your story, like how you grew up and things like that.
I grew up, like you said, my dad's a jeweler. I grew up around a lot of entrepreneurs. My uncle is a jeweler as well. And then, you know, my mom, she's a real estate broker. So, you know, they're all pretty much entrepreneurs. My stepdad was also, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He owns a party rental company. So, you know, growing up, I never thought of myself going into like a 9-to-5 kind of position. That was like, if I had to do it, that would have been the only reason why I would ever do it. Like if I essentially failed, which I kind of don't have, my definition for failure has kind of changed as, you know, being an entrepreneur. It's like, as long as I never quit, I'm not going to fail. So as long as I don't quit at trying to grow my business and keep it going, I'll always be an entrepreneur, you know? But, you know, in a nutshell, my past, I went to school. I went to Cal State Fullerton. I got a degree in business with a concentration in marketing. And at the beginning, I was like just trying to learn, you know. So I was, you know, trying to find someone that would kind of take me under their wing and that, you know, would kind of be my mentor and teach me. I went and started working with this marketing company, and they were basically developing iPhone and Android apps. And this was back in like 2010, so about 10 years ago. I was working with them. I was doing pretty good just selling apps. I wasn't really on the development side at this point, but, we were learning everything on how to develop apps and all that kind of cool stuff. And, needless to say, the guy I didn't have a really good contract with him. So, he kind of stole some huge clients that I brought on board, and I had to get out of there because I was like, this is crazy. You know, he's just like,
this was your business partner who took, so you brought in a lot of big,
he wasn't really a business partner. He was like an owner of a company that I was kind of working with. And I was like kind of his, I guess you could say I was his like star salesman, you know, I was doing the best as far as sales for the company for iPhone and Android apps. And again, I wasn't like, he was kind of just training people to just go after businesses, you know, and I was going after companies like agencies that could start pushing us, you know, more business. And again, I pushed him like 3 or 4 of these agencies, and he kind of was just like, well, you know, we didn't have anywhere in your contract what would happen if this happened. So like, they're gonna just be in the company, they're gonna, you know, so none of the business that they bring in is essentially gonna be yours. And I was like, well, that's not fair at all, you know. So, so long story short,
Yeah, so you'd bring people in, and then he would say that he brought them in, or what do you mean?
Well, you know, so I would bring someone in, but then again, they wouldn't necessarily build an app right away. You know, they would just like partner with the company as like, okay, anytime I have a client that needs an app, they're going to make it through you. So now when that they started bringing business in, he wasn't giving me a piece of any of those clients. So I was like, well, that's crazy because I'm the one that created that. Long story short, though, I got away from him, but I used the knowledge that I learned, you know, watching him grow that company and, you know, the app development skills that I gained from, you know, just being around, you know, app developers and whatnot to start my own app development company. So that's when I started it. It's called 400 Marketing. I still, you know, this is the company that we kind of worked together on a little bit and done some projects on. So, you know, it started off in 2012 as just an app development company. That's what I was, you know, that was the one product that I had. And then over the last, you know, 8 years now, it's, you know, turned from everything from websites to graphic design to SEO stuff to social media marketing management and consulting and kind of, you know, whatever clients come to us requesting, you know, we kind of started doing it. And again, like, you know, speaking from a place of like, you know, entrepreneurship, along the way, people were telling me, why don't I just go get a 9-to-5 job and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, man, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep growing this. Because at the beginning it was, and even still to this day, you know, especially now during coronavirus, it's not, there is no like set income I'm getting every month. You know, every month, sometimes I could have great months and other months I could have not so great months, you know, and it's definitely a roller coaster ride on that perspective. But, you know, my mindset, I don't get afraid of that, you know, because some people are, you know, terrified of that, you know, and I think entrepreneurs in general, they have a different kind of mindset. You know, like the only way I've been able to kind of explain it to people is like, you ever watch those like X Games kind of programs and you see these people and they're hitting jumps that are like 40 feet, 50 feet. And you're looking like the average person looking at these people, like these people are crazy. You know, like I can't even imagine doing what they're doing right now for like one jump. And these guys are doing this as a career, you know? Yeah. And I kind of like, I'm not that person. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying every entrepreneur is like that. I'm just saying it's like that in the sense that entrepreneurs think differently, you know, just like those guys are thinking differently, you know, from the average person. Like, what I'm trying to get at is they perceive risk differently. You know, like what's risky for a 9-to-5er is not as necessarily risky for an entrepreneur, just because, again, the perceived risk is not the same. Again, as same thing with these ex-gamers and these guys that may be snowboarders or whatever, or motocross or whatever they're doing, you know, they're like, again, they could die any moment, you know, potentially if they hit one of those jumps wrong, they could die, but they're not perceiving that risk the same way, you know, because they've been doing it for such a long time and they're looking at it a little bit differently. So again, it's kind of hard for a 9-to-5er. I could, you know, because I've talked to a lot of, you know, 9-to-5ers in like from a consulting standpoint and starting their own business. Yeah. And again, that transition is very, very hard for a lot of them just because of the way the thoughts that are coming into their head, you know?
So, yeah, I think I totally agree because, you know, most people think, I think we're just conditioned to get a paycheck. And it's like, I think Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, he's like, you know, once that's taken away, you know, what are you left with, right? And so his rich dad was like, hey, like if you're always just looking to the paycheck each at the end of the week, then you're conditioning yourself to kind of be dependent on someone else for your income all the time, as opposed to going out and getting income, you know, and creating your own sources of revenue streams, right? And so,
exactly.
I think the biggest reason for me why I got into entrepreneurship was like, hey, I just want to like make money from home, right? I just want to make money from the comfort of my house. So it's kind of
reason, but that's a great reason. Yeah, too. That's a great reason.
Especially now with the pandemic, but I just feel like, yo, like, as time goes on, it's like if something like this happens, like this pandemic, then what are you going to do to make money, right? And so many people are jobless right now. So many people are kind of like, man, like, how do I make money? And they need a way to kind of learn how to monetize and make money right now. And so it's a great time for new entrepreneurs to be born, right, and to kind of learn. and
definitely
to get knowledge on like how are people making money right now, because that was my biggest question. I'm like, how are people, like my first big person that I saw on the internet was Pat Flynn, and he's an internet marketer, he's a digital marketer, and he writes blogs on passive income, and he makes passive income from his blogs and from like sales on his website, and he makes like 6 figures a month. And then I was like, dude, how is this guy making so much money just from home, you know? And I was like, I was trying to learn all that. That's when I got into websites and then social media and then into growing Instagram accounts. And so, and yeah, you know, Kellen does websites. We've worked on a couple. So if anyone needs websites, we'll have a link in the show notes. But, you know, I want to talk about the mindset shifts, because some of the biggest hurdles in entrepreneurship isn't that like you can't do it, right? Anyone can be an entrepreneur and run their business, I believe. It's just not everyone believes that about themselves. So it comes down to, what do you believe about yourself? And Tony Robbins says this. He says, your beliefs define who you are. Your beliefs about who you are, what the world is like, what people are like, what you're like, those beliefs will determine your destiny. And so, you know, his whole work is about reprogramming your brain to think yourself differently. Because if you can reprogram yourself to think differently about who you are, then you can reprogram your whole future. You know what I mean? And so, you know, there might be two people with the same abilities, but they just go totally different paths, right? I think there's an example Tony Robbins talked about, was there's an alcoholic father, and the son, one son ended up being an alcoholic and, you know, being an abuser as well, just like his dad. And the other son ended up, you know, running a successful business company. And they were both asked privately, you know, why did you turn out, you know, why did you do the things you did? And they both said, how could I not with the father that I had? And so, you know, one story is a victim example of like, how could I not have done the same thing like my dad did? I had no choice. And the other one is, hey, I saw an example that I did not want to follow and model, and I just created my own path. And because I knew that was not what I wanted, right? So for a lot of those, you know, listening and just watching, it's like, you might not have seen the best examples, whether it's from your parents or from your role models, but you don't have to follow that route, right? There's a great one of my coaches, Jorge Contreras. He his dad was a drug dealer, and he got into dealing drugs even at a young age. But Jorge was like, yo, and his dad died when Jorge was young. And so Jorge was like, this is not the path I want to lead. And he went off, and now he's coaching people how to build Airbnb businesses. And he's coaching me actually how to set my own online business up as well. And so, you know, now he's making so much money, you know, not by selling drugs, but by legitimately just having a company that is helping people be better and making money. So yeah, I just want you to talk about, what are those mindset shifts that you had to go through? One big thing for me was like a lack of belief in myself, right? I think that's what stops most people. Like they defeat themselves before they even try. Like they have an idea, but they're like, you know what? I don't think I could get it. I don't think I could do it. And so they stop, right? And so, you know, there's a lot of people with great business ideas and plans, but it's like, where's the execution, right? And so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess to speak on that, you know, definitely you got to change your mindset. If you're going to own a business, if you're going to run a business, and if you're going to stay committed to a business, you got to change your mindset. And, you know, you're going to definitely have naysayers that are going to tell you it's not going to work. What are you doing? You're crazy. All that kind of stuff. Especially if you're going to even go out on a limb and maybe invest, you know, over maybe, let's just say $1,000 to maybe $100,000. You know, they say the average business, you know, takes about $250,000 to start. You know, I think they are referring more to like brick and mortar kind of stuff. Cause I think, you know, nowadays with online and the tools that, you know, are available, you can literally start a business for $100. You know, you go buy a DBA, you know, we were talking about it before, you know, you go buy a DBA for $100 and you can start a business. And at the end of the day, you know, in this world, there's basically only three ways you can make money. You can work for somebody that's going to pay you. You could sell something, or you can create something, you know, like there's really no other ways that you're going to make money. You either got to sell something or you got to create something. And then again, those are the entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur, you've either created something or you're selling a product. And again, like there's a lot of things these days with affiliate marketing and Amazon FBA and all these different methods of, you know, ways to make money online that you don't even need your own product. All you're doing is reselling other people's products, you know? But again, it kind of seems like the people that make the most money are the ones that create their own stuff. Like, you know, like Jeff Bezos, I think he's the richest man in the world right now. He created Amazon. And, you know, I think somewhere up there second is Bill Gates. He's creating softwares. You know, so if you can create something like that, that's great. But again, it's not the only way you can become an entrepreneur. And as long as you can go out and sell something, you can become an entrepreneur tomorrow. Because again, like you can start, you can become an affiliate of a company and go start selling their product. And you can make, people are making great livings doing that kind of stuff. But again, you have to have your own confidence. Because I think that's why, you know, like people always say, well, why is it so popular to be a 9-to-5er and have that 9-to-5 job? And I think really all it is because nobody's going to tell you you're doing anything stupid by being a 9-to-5er. Everybody's going to agree with you. Hey, I'm going to go to college. Oh, great. That's awesome. That's a great idea. And I'm going to go get a job at a company and work there for as long as I can and just keep trying to climb the corporate ladder. That's a great idea. No one's going to tell you you're stupid. No one's going to tell you you're crazy. No one's going to tell you anything. That's like a tried and true method of a way to make money. Like no one's going to ever tell you you can't make money doing a 9-to-5. You can definitely make money. But again, there's definitely going to be a ceiling. You know, you're like not many people that work 9-to-5s are ever going to become, you know, like multimillionaires, you know, unless they climb to a CEO rank or some kind of a, you know, level like that high, you know. But you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that do make it to that level. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that don't. You know, it's not like a guarantee just because you start your own business, you're going to be making, you know, become a millionaire. But at the end of the day, is if you stick to something and you do it long enough and you stay committed, the chances are pretty high that you'll be able to do it. You know, and as long as you take the right steps, like, you know, from when I consult businesses, the first thing I go to is their overhead. What are you paying for every month right now that you can kind of lower those costs and immediately start making more money? Because the best way to make more money is to spend less money. You know, when you can spend less money, you can make more of it, right? When if your cost of goods sold is lower, like then you can make more money from each sale you make, you know, or again, like if your overhead every month is $10,000, you need to make $10,000 a month just to break even.
That's
crazy. Where again, if you're only paying, you know, a few $100 a month to run your business, because a lot of it's online, it's domain names, it's hosting, it's these kind of small, you know, the small over, you know, overhead costs, man, you know, you can make 2-3 sales at, you know, $100 a sale and you're already paid for your overhead. You're good to go. And I think that's why a lot of these, you know, brick and mortar businesses right now are taking such a huge hit, because man, their overhead could potentially was tens of thousands of dollars a month, you know, like a Macy's or a JCPenney or companies like this that, you know, they were working, you know, they, you know, any company that really was working out of a mall, you're taking a huge hit right now because you can't afford the rent anymore. The rent is just, it's astronomical. Just again, their overhead costs are crazy just to break even. So that's why, you know, the online business is such a huge opportunity, because again, you can start that business for a couple $100 and now your overhead cost every month is basically a couple $100 and whatever you're spending in marketing to get clients, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, it's again, business, the business model you choose is going to be a huge factor in how hard it is to run that business, you know? So again, like in my opinion, the best business model is a model that doesn't have a physical product. It doesn't necessarily have a physical location that you need to be at to run it. It doesn't have, you know, you don't yet necessarily need employees to run it. You can have like a VA, a virtual assistant or something like that doing some stuff from, you know, a remote location, but you don't necessarily need to have employees. And again, all this stuff is doing is lowering your overhead. When you have employees, when you have a physical location, when you have a physical product, these are all things that now you have to store this product. You have to pay for these people's, you know, salaries, and you have to pay for the location, which again, depending on how many employees you have, how much, you know, inventory you have, and how big your location is, you know, the price could be, the overhead could be, you know, sky's the limit, depending on, you know, how much, you know, how big each one of those is. But again, back to just the mindset. And like, again, if you're going to be super hard on yourself, if failure is, you're terrified of it, you know, you might not make it as an entrepreneur. You know, like failure is something that I think a lot of people need to look at differently, because again, like I was mentioning earlier, the only way you can truly fail is if you quit. You know, like there is no failure other than that. You know, Thomas Edison said he didn't fail 1,000 times on ways to make a light bulb. He found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. And again, during someone's journey of entrepreneurship, you're going to have failures. But again, as long as you don't look at it as like a failure, you look at it as it was practice to get you to that next step or to help you do something better the next time you try, you know, it's not going to be that hard. And again, don't beat yourself up, you know, every time you have this perceived failure, you know, because again, as long as you learned a lesson, it wasn't a failure. And I think it was Einstein. He said, you know, insanity is trying to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Any entrepreneur you can talk to him, that's the worst thing you can do, is keep trying to do the same thing over again, expecting it to work the next time. Because again, if you've already, you know, you learned that it's not going to work, why would you keep doing it? You know, again, and you got to learn the lessons. That's why when you're an entrepreneur, you got to always be looking for a lesson. You got to always be learning, you know. And again, like if you're not learning anymore and you think that you've got everything, you know, covered and under control, something like this pandemic comes along and it just, you know, sweeps your feet right out from underneath you and you're left at square A again. Like the true superpower of any entrepreneur is the ability to adapt.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to adapt. You've got to, like, again, when new platforms come out, like I'm trying to get on TikTok right now with my business and see, you know, ways that, you know, to take advantage of these opportunities, because again, every new technology that comes out is another opportunity to not only grow and learn, but another way to make money and another way to drive customers and build a following on these platforms. Like, you know, you're huge on Instagram. And you know, imagine if for some reason you didn't jump on Instagram when you saw the opportunity. You know, it's like as an entrepreneur, you have to be learning and looking for that next opportunity all the time. And I know that might sound like, you know, like I don't have time to do that. And it's where do you create the time to keep looking and growing. But again, it's like you always got to, like, I think a lot of entrepreneurs, like Gary Vee and all that kind of stuff, you know, the best way to invest $100 is in yourself. You know, go buy a book, go take a course, go do something where you're actually learning and growing, because your best investment is in your own self, you know. And you as well as me, we've taken dozens of courses and we're always, you know, looking for ways to learn. And again, that's the best way you can do it. Cause again, not only are you going to learn, but you're going to meet other people with like-minded mindsets. And that's the best thing you can do as an entrepreneur, especially an entrepreneur just getting into, you know, starting a business, is to go meet other entrepreneurs, because they're going to be the ones that are going to help lift you back up when your family's beating you down. Your friends are telling you you're crazy. You know, maybe you have a stumbling, you know, you stumble and, you know, you're thinking about, oh, I failed. Do I keep going? Or, you know, do I go back to my 9-to-5 or go look for a job? It's like those friends and those, you know, companions that you meet in this entrepreneurial journey are going to be the ones that are going to tell you, man, don't, just keep going, dude. And they're going to be able to share stories with you. Like, again, I started businesses. I've been starting businesses since I was like, I think the first one I started was when I was 13 years old. I was trying to, you know, sell, basically it was the company I was started with my brother. It was called Ballion Brothers Co. And we were trying to sell, you know, headlights, HID headlight kits, when they weren't really popular. We were trying to import them from China and selling them to like taxi companies and big rig companies. And I think it could have gone really well, but, you know, we would butt heads all the time, as brothers do. And it just didn't work out. And people try to bring that up as like, see, you failed at that. Why would you keep going? And it's just like, well, I don't look at it as a failure. I learned that I probably shouldn't work with my brother. You know, that was the lesson there. And it sucks, because I think in the back of my head, I always had that dream to like start a company with my brother. But, you know, at the end of the day, some things don't work out, you know, and you got to kind of, again, I can't keep trying to do the same thing expecting a different result. Right. Mm-hmm. So I learned that you know, if I'm going to do something, I got to just do it on myself, or go find another business partner. And I've had dozens of other business partners in the past, you know, 8 years, You know, and I personally recommend it. If you're trying to start a business, go learn web design, because it's a great way that you can cut your own costs of starting your own business. Number one, again, like, because every business needs a website. You're not going to really do much, you know, especially considering we're talking about a lot of things are online nowadays. You're not going to do much with a business if it's not online. So again, and all this kind of stuff. So again, that's rule number one. Just realize everything is happening for a reason. Number two is have no regrets. You know, that's not to say, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and just keep doing it over and over again. It's just to, again, don't beat yourself up over it. Don't let it stop you from moving forward. You know, and that, and again, don't let it be something that you're ashamed of and that you're going to try to hide from people. Because again, when you try to hide stuff, again, that's when, you know, like these people, like I mentioned before, these narcissists that go around acting like they're amazing and everything, but then they go home and they're, you know, the most insecure people. It's because they're trying to hide something. They're trying to hide it from everybody, and they're coming off in these narcissistic fashions because they think if they act like that, then people are not going to see what they're actually trying to hide, you know? So again, number two, have no regrets. And just number three, look for the lesson. Look for the lesson, whether it's in a personal experience, whether it's in a business experience, whether it's in a personal, like business, like a relationship, whether, you know, with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever the case is. You know, don't try to, you know, deny it or anything. If something happened, again, like we learned in MITT, you know, whether you actually did what the other person is saying you did, if you made them feel a certain way, the minimum thing we can do is try to understand why and how we made them feel that way, right? And apologize for that. Because, you know, again, like if we could sit there and deny and we can sit there and justify and we can sit there and do all these things and argue, but at the end of the day, again, where is the lesson in that? If we want to, you know, I even tell my wife, I'm like, as long as we're having a whole bunch of first arguments and we find the solution and, you know, we look for the lesson right there, I'll have first arguments with her for the rest of my life, you know? But it's when you're arguing about the same thing over and over and over again, and the same thing just keeps coming up, you know, and you just keep arguing and you keep not finding a solution and you keep just like, you know, forgetting about it until it happens again. That's where, like, again, I don't like that kind of those kind of arguments, because again, it means that you're not learning the lesson.
Because you're repeating it over and over.
You're repeating it over and over again. You know, you got to learn again what you're doing, how they're it, like, you know, how they're receiving it, how that that action, and what you can do to just make it not happen again. Again, like a lot of times, like when I coach people on relationships, you know, a lot of times where people get into the most trouble in their relationship is when they're trying to, like, I don't like the word revenge, but that's pretty much what it is. They're trying to seek revenge. Like their partner made them feel a certain way, so they want to make them feel the same way. Like, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you back, right? Mm-hmm. And that's usually not, that shouldn't be the goal in the relationship, you know? Like, I normally would tell people, like, you got to set an intention. And like, since we're talking about relationships right now, usually the intention is to just be happy, right, in the relationship, to you know, let the other person know that you care about them and that you love them and that you understand them, right? So, again, trying to hurt them back and doing all these little weird things to get them and make them feel the same way you felt doesn't usually work out that well. You know, if your intention really is to just, you know, get back to the peace and get back to where we were happy together, then again, usually the intention and what the action will come from that intention is not going to be revenge. It's going to be more like, hey, you know what? I don't even know what I did to make you or feel that way or hurt you, but like, I want to understand so I can try not to do that again. Instead of denying and saying, I never did that. And I can't believe you're accusing me, and you know, all of these different things that people do in relationships, you know? So at the end of the day, setting an intention can be, and you can do that in so many different ways in different places of our life, not just relationships, with business, with, you know, friendships, with all these different things. You can set your intention and act from that intention rather than acting from like a reaction. You know, you hurt me, I hurt you, or, you know, I don't think you'll do that for me, so I'm not going to do it for you, or whatever the case is, you know? But
just give
I think, you know, if I had to sum all that up, we got to be intentional. You know, knowing who you are is a huge part of that. Again, we already went over the contract. Hopefully everybody has a contract right now. And if they do, I'd love, you know, to see the comments, or, you know, comment your contract. Because again, you know, memorize that, write it down somewhere, you know, put it up in your room, put it in, you know, wherever you, you know, get ready in the morning, put it there so that you can wake up to that intention. And again, at the end of the day, just, you know, redefine your beliefs, because that is like a superpower only humans can have. You know, like an animal can't redefine what it believes. You know, a deer is, or, you know, a dog or whatever, they get scared, they get, you know, whatever they start believing, and that's it. You know, where a human, you know, we can change our beliefs, we can adapt, and, you know, we can believe whatever we technically want, you know. And again, the fact is everyone's beliefs are just interpretations, you know, like our beliefs aren't facts, unfortunately. You know, we'd love to believe that, you know, we believe that everything we believe is a fact, but then if that were the case, everybody would believe the same thing. But that's not true. We all believe something different. So that, you know, inherently leads us to believe that you can believe whatever you want, technically. You know, you can believe that you're the greatest person on earth. And I would even tell them, hey, believe that. If you will actually believe that you're the greatest person on earth, do it, because you will probably go further believing that than believing, you know, that you're a failure, and, you know, because you failed a couple times in your past or whatever the case is, you know?
Yeah. Mindset shift for sure.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, Kel, thanks for sharing. And, you know, we went a little over time, but, you know, if you could go back in time and talk to younger self, or like a younger Kellen, what would you say?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I would probably give them the three rules that I kind of just gave you guys right now. You know, don't have, you know, everything's happening for a reason. Don't have any regrets, and look for the lesson, because for a long time in my life, I had exactly that. I didn't believe there was a reason behind a lot of the things that happened to me. I regretted a lot of it. I never spoke about it. It, you know, at night when I was alone, it would beat me up, and like my thoughts would kind of beat myself up. And again, I didn't even see a lesson or opportunity to learn something out of those things. So if I could go back to, like, maybe, I don't even, you know, like my 13-year-old self, I would just tell them, hey, just realize these three things. You know, everything's happening for a reason. Don't have any regrets over anything, and just look for the lesson in everything, because there's always a lesson. There's always a lesson. And, you know, maybe I would have even shared my contract with them, with myself. Cause again, knowing and having that contract as a tool, as just, it's that boost that you need sometimes, you know,
to keep
and
going.
It's always there, you know? So those are probably the things that I would share with myself if I had a chance to go back in time.
All right. And where can people find you and get more info about you?
So you guys can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. I'm starting a YouTube channel right now as well. It's going to be called Beast Motivation Network. So keep an eye out for that. And if you follow me either on, you know, Facebook or Instagram, I also have a TikTok that you can find me at. They're all just under at Kellen Balian. So it's K-E-L-I-N and then B-A-L-I-A-N, all one word. And again, whether you follow me on one or all three, you'll kind of get the news of what I'm working on and what I'm releasing when it does launch. So you can, you know, keep up with me on any of those, you know, platforms. And if you guys are looking for a website, you're looking for, you know, some live coaching, whatever it is, I give free consultations. So I'd love to just sit down and talk with you. And, you know, see where you're at right now and just possibly give you even some free advice on, you know, how to get where you want to be.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, well, and then Kellen Balian, the main platform would be Facebook then, I guess?
Yeah, main platform would probably be Facebook. I have more stuff on there. I don't really have too much content right now on Instagram. I'm getting that going right now. Because like you're my coach for Instagram. Okay. So I need
yeah,
always telling me I need to post more on there. So
got you.
But yeah, follow me on Facebook. I add everybody on there. So yeah, if you want to shoot me a message on there, I respond very quickly on Facebook. So I'd love to interact and, talk with any of you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kellen, for hopping on, and thank you for everything you shared. I appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having me, Ray. I appreciate it. I hope this helps. Even if this helps one person, guys, it's all worth it. Remember that.
Thanks. What's up, guys? So I hope you really enjoyed that episode with Kellen. Like I said, his website's 400marketing.com. If you need any websites or apps. And I just hope you just learn from his story, that you're encouraged to know that we all start from somewhere. And all the past experiences in our past can be used for good, as long as we change the interpretation of the meaning of what happened to us, and we change it into something, that's positive and beneficial. So, and I want to share with you guys also my experience of, social media and things like that. A couple years back, I was a nobody. I didn't know anybody in entrepreneurship. I didn't even know what podcasting was, but over the years, I've been able to develop relationships with these people, meet these people who built successful brands and businesses, and I've been able to build a successful social media following myself. So now I want to help other people who want to build a social media following, impact lives, do that as well through my 90-day coaching program. So if you're interested and you want to grow 10,000 followers, you want to learn how to post engaging content, go viral, and also attract more people to your Instagram, your social media, then send me a DM at ray.on, A-H-N, and I'll see if you're a good fit for this program and see if you qualify to be a part of my special group, where we're going to be taking everyone to 10K, and everyone is going to learn the tools, the skills that they need to make an impact on social media as well. So I really look forward to working with you guys. If you have a vision, you're committed, and you have a message that you want to share with the world that's bigger than yourself and impact lives, then send me a message, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you and see if you're a good fit for this program. You can also find the application form, the link in my bio, if you just want to fill that out first. And I look forward to hearing from you guys and chatting with you guys soon. So thanks, guys, for listening, and see you on the next episode.